Simple Stock Trading Formulas. How to Make Money Trading Stocks. Author, Billy Williams. How to Make Great Returns. The first step to successful speculation in any market is having a deep-rooted understanding of price action. By studying price action, you don't care about the latest product launch or debt restructuring a company announces, because all you care about is what the price of the stock is doing right now. You are not making predictions about where the company is going to be 5 or 10 years from now. You are just looking to identify and exploit a stock's price action. Fortunately, the art and science of price action isn't all that difficult to learn, but without the basics, you can get into trouble. Efficient Market Theory and Thinking for Yourself. The Efficient Market Theory, EMH, asserts that stock prices already incorporate all known information. It implies that as soon as an anomaly becomes popularized, it will likely cease to exist. For example, imagine that stocks always went up on Fridays and down on Mondays. If this anomaly became widely known, many would try to buy stocks on Thursday afternoon, right before the close, and sell them at a similar time on Friday afternoon in order to capture this Friday bounce. But if everyone tries to buy shares on Thursday afternoon and sell on Friday afternoon, by simple supply and demand, prices would have to go up on Thursday and down on Friday. The Friday boom would turn into a Friday bust. Market efficiency has some sobering lessons for aspiring stock pickers who remain unconvinced of its full validity. Do not buy a stock that is selling at a discount to its industry on a number of metrics just because it looks cheap. First, understand why that stock may be cheap, then develop your own view on whether the valuation is justified or not. Remember that there is always someone else on the other side of the trade. Could this person be more informed than you, or know something you do not? What do you know or realize that the person selling the stock to you is missing? The time value of money. When evaluating a potential investment, we can estimate the time value of money by looking at the returns we get on holding an alternative risk-free asset like a government treasury bond. Imagine we are evaluating the value of a stock that is expected to pay a single dividend of $100 10 years from now, and then go bankrupt. To determine what price we should be willing to pay for the stock today, we can start by looking at the price of a zero-coupon U.S. Treasury bond. A zero-coupon Treasury bond is effectively a loan to the U.S. government for 10 years. At the end of the loan, the government guarantees that they will pay us back $100. If a 10-year $100 zero-coupon is currently selling for $80, meaning you can pay $80 today and get back $100 10 years from now, then we should not be willing to pay more than that. We could just invest in the Treasury bond instead and achieve the same outcome for less money. With all things being equal, we would much rather own the risk-free bond than a stock where there is a significant chance that we may not be paid back anything at all. The market risk premium. The flip side of the idea that we should be willing to pay more money for a risk-free bond than a risky stock is saying that over time and on average, we should expect risky stocks to return more than risky bonds. To see why, consider the example above. Though a zero-coupon bond and our hypothetical dividend-paying stock are both expected to give us $100 10 years from now, we might be able to buy the stock at $60 and the bond at $80. If everything goes as expected, the return on the bond would be 100 over 80, or 25% on our initial investment. With the stock, we would get 100 over 60, or a 67% return on our initial investment. On an annualized basis, this works out to a 5.2% annual return on the stock and a 2.3% annual return on the bond. The difference between the returns on stocks and bonds, about 3% a year in this example, is known as market risk premium. This is the additional expected return that investors demand in order to hold stocks instead of risk-free bonds. Macro fundamental strategies to outperform the market. Warren Buffett is probably the most fundamental trader in modern times. Consider how he makes decisions about which companies he will invest in or buy outright. He analyzes whether a company has a true competitive advantage that acts as a protective moat from would-be competitors. And only then does he go through the painstaking process of analyzing a company's fundamentals and whether or not they meet his criteria. Once he has a firm understanding of how a company operates in its marketplace, he sits and waits patiently for the market to take a stock's price down to his buy point, and then he buys aggressively. Kolm A. Shea's fundamental strategy. The market often ignores reality. Instead of predicting the future fundamental, just recognize them when they appear. How does simply recognizing reality give you an edge? 1. Recognize a divergence between the real situation and what the market wants to see. 2. Don't put on a trade yet. Investors can carry on disbelief for a long time. As long as no one cares, the market will not converge with the fundamentals. 3. Keep trading on the side of the market hysteria until it ends, even when you can clearly see that the fundamentals and the market have diverged. 4. Wait until people are forced to notice the fundamentals. This is a good idea as evidenced by the volatility spikes. Wait until people start to care. 5. The key isn't knowing that a trade is correct, but knowing that the trade is correct right now. Kolm A. Shea's strategy only works for major market turning points when the fundamentals and price diverge. This is a discretionary, non-systematic fundamental trading style. Fundamentals of price trends. So what is a trend? A trend is when the price action of an underlying security is moving steadily in a given direction based on its time period. For a bullish trend, when price action is trading upward, price action should be making a steady series of higher highs and higher lows as it trades higher. For a bearish trend, price action is trading downward and making a steady series of lower highs and lower lows in its price action. When price stops moving in a given direction, it is neutral or range-bound, meaning there is no real direction in its price movement. When price is in motion, bullish or bearish, a price trend tends to stay in motion, only pausing to pull back before resuming its direction. In trading, the reason this often occurs is that when price pulls back, it's because traders are taking profits, but then other traders will pile and start buying. Price patterns. A price pattern is when the graph price data repeats itself over a given time period. Many economists have pointed out that the use of price patterns is little more than reading tea leaves, and that there is no way to predict what the stock market will do based on price patterns alone. Example: cup and handle pattern. A cup and handle pattern is one of the most common consolidation patterns that forms during a contraction in price action, which usually occurs after an extended move in price. Price action will move slowly down and then up in a U-shaped cup. Cup and handle patterns typically take 7 weeks to form, but some take much longer, as long as a year. So be sure to look at the weekly and monthly charts to spot them and avoid missing any opportunities. The handle, however, will take at least a week to form. Identify the top resistance line of the cup and the subsequent resistance line of the handle. The price target will be approximately the depth of the cup to the upside past the cup resistance level, more than 10 to 15% before attempting a breakout. Simple stock trading formulas. For every time a stock is trending, there will be later periods when that stock will be stuck in a price range. It will settle into a consolidation period and form a trading range, or over time, a price pattern. But floor traders can see the same price patterns as you do and bid the price of a stock to give you the appearance that a breakout move is underway in order to draw in off-the-floor traders and then cash out as new buy orders enter the market. As floor traders sell into the buying frenzy, support for the new price levels inevitably falls, and then they can turn around to short the market as price declines. This leads to the next question: how do I identify these contracted price ranges and then time my trade with the highest probability of success? The answer is to use a few simple technical indicators to help you identify the ideal set of conditions for an explosive move, while also helping you gain an edge on timing your entry. The Juggernaut Surge Formula. When a stock accelerates in value in a short period of time, the stock's price action is like an unstoppable juggernaut that marches forward regardless of what is going on in the market or the global economy. The rules for this method are elegant in their simplicity, but powerful in their application. 1. Watch for any stock that makes a 50% increase in price within an 8-week period. 2. The stock must have a 20-day average volume level of 100,000 shares traded daily at the time of the entry. 3. Enter on the next available price high as price climbs higher. When you see a stock setting up with a huge price surge, you don't need to emphasize what the stock's fundamentals are or what the broader market is experiencing. The juggernaut surge is a pure play on price action, so you don't need any qualifier other than the stock's surge in price within an 8-week period. The last thought on trading strategy application is that a trader should do what works for him. Any trading strategy is worthy as long as it's profitable. You can keep using your current trading model until it stops working, but this doesn't mean you shouldn't improve your trading model when it's yielding profits. Test new improvements to your trading model with a small amount of money. As the new trading model continues to prove itself, give it greater and greater sums of money to trade.